Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Now, this table is interesting. Again, just so you know, the sizes of these things is smaller than that communion table. It was 3 foot long, 1.5 foot wide, and 2 and 3 inches high, the table of showbread. It was 3 feet long. That is probably, how long is that temple? 4 foot, roughly. So it's small. It's smaller than this table, our communion table. So you get a picture of it. We think it's some big, and if you want to get the measurements, you see in Exodus 25. You can refer back to Exodus 25 where it talks about the candlesticks and the table of showbread. So it was made of wood, covered with gold, 3 foot long, 1.5 feet wide, 2 foot, 3 inches high. And it had it held 12 loaves of bread, representing God's fellowship with the 12 tribes of Israel. In other words, those 12 loaves of bread represented each of the tribes of Israel. And it's interesting, every Sabbath, the priests, one of their ministering jobs that they would do, they would have to replace every week on the Sabbath that bread. And they would have to eat that bread. They don't take it outside. They would have to eat those 12 loaves of showbread in the tabernacle. How they did it, I don't know if they did it all at once and just kind of shared it around. I don't know, the Bible does not say. But it did command them to eat that showbread inside, not to take it outside. And we know that the Bible speaks of Jesus being the bread of life, the sustainer of life. So even the table and the bread pointed to Jesus. Then it talks about the gold here in verse number 2. The golden altar of incense was in the veil. Okay, that's not in verse number 2, but when we look at it, in the tabernacle, there was a golden altar of incense, which is very interesting. It stood right before the veil, right in the middle of the tabernacle. And the golden altar stood at the entrance of the Holy of Holies. Very important to understand this. It also was made of shittim wood from an acacia tree, covered with gold, standing 3 foot high and 1.5 feet square. In other words, that altar would be smaller than this pulpit here. This is more than this is almost 2 foot wide here. So you're probably looking about here. That altar incense is only this size, square, and it's 3 feet high. So it's not very tall. So when we think of these things, we think, boy, there's some kind of big, no. And they had to move these. Remember, again, this is just when God's presence moved, they had to move. So they had to take the tabernacle down, set it up wherever God set his presence up in the Shekinah glory. That's where they would set that tabernacle up again, and God's presence would be there day and night. But when it would move, they'd have to take the staves out and pick it up and fold the tent up and move it again and go somewhere else. So it had to be transported. Anyway, it's interesting. I want to show you something special about this altar of incense. Exodus chapter 30, verses 5 through 9. Exodus 30, verses 5 through 9. And thou shalt make the staves of shittim wood and overlay them with gold, and thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. He's talking about now this altar of incense. It's before the veil. Verse number 7. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning. Every morning. When he dresses the lamps. Remember, talk about the candlesticks. When he does that, the priest does that. Make sure that every morning that incense is burning. And he shall burn incense on it. Verse number 8. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at even, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. In other words, it's to be continual. And ye shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice. Again, this incense had to be made in a special way. And God gave directions earlier how to make this incense. You just didn't put anything on here. It was made with certain materials and certain spices, so to speak, and a certain mixture. Well, and that's what he says, offer no strange incense thereon, only the kind I tell you, nor burnt sacrifice. You don't sacrifice there, that's on the outside of the tabernacle at the brazen altar. Nor meat offering, neither shall ye pour drink offering therein. And it talks about, and Aaron shall make an offering, atonement, upon the horns of it once a year. And he's talking, I'm jumping way ahead of this. I don't want to lose y'all here. David referred to this altar in Psalm 141, verse number 2, as this altar represented our prayers to the Lord, this altar of incense. It represents our prayers unto the Lord. That's why you don't offer sacrifices there. In Psalm 141, verse number 2, let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up my hands as in the evening sacrifice. So the thought of this was like the prayers of the saints was what this altar of incense, and it was pleasing to the Lord. It had to be a certain one. Revelation chapter number 5. Verse number 8. And when he had taken the book, and the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. The prayers of the saints. And there's other verses I want to read to you, but time won't allow. I won't go a little bit farther with this. Listen, your prayers are never wasted. Your prayers are never wasted. And this has nothing to do with prayers, but do you know your tears are never wasted? Let me share something with you. Psalm 56, 8 has nothing to do with an altar of incense, but when I was studying this, and it talks about our prayers, do you know God cares for us? He knows every tear that we ever shed. He knows. In Psalm 56, verse 8, you ought to highlight this in your Bible somewhere. Thou tellest me my wanderings. Thou put my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Let that sink in. I don't know exactly all the depth of that meaning. I just know that David knew something about, thou put my tears into thy bottle. Bottle of remembrance. And are they not in thy book? The thought is God knows everything about us. Our ins, our outs, our hurting, every tear that is shed, every prayer that is uttered, God knows. And all this thing represented in the tabernacle represented Christ. And even that altar of incense, Jesus' prayer before God. We'll get into that later on, because he is the high priest. Everything pointed to Jesus Christ. And then go back to Hebrews chapter number, verse number 3. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant. And this is where I cut off on the thing about Aaron and all taking he was at the altar. Remember, we were there in Exodus chapter number 30. He's at the altar of incense. He's to take on the Day of Atonement. Aaron takes off the altar of incense, this golden censer, and he puts in it pieces of coal and incense. And he walks into the Holy of Holies with this altar of with the golden censer that has the incense and the coals, the fire that's burning, and it fills that 15 by 15 by 15 room up with smoke, so to speak. And Exodus 30 talks about a reference. Exodus 30 speaks of this, that the smoke rides and it covers all of this. Just that whole area is covered with the incense and with the smoke of the golden censer. On the Day of Atonement, he would take it. I have it marked here. Let's go to Leviticus. I want you to see this. Leviticus chapter number 16.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.